Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. President Obama ready to push the Iran nuclear accord. Mr. Obama holding a White House news conference later today about the historic Iran nuclear deal to continue promoting it. He contends the agreement will cut off all pathways Iran has to develop a nuclear weapon. In an interview with the New York Times, the president said the agreement achieves the basic goal that even critics agree with, that Iran should not get a nuclear weapon. Many Republicans and some Democrats in Congress disagree with Mr. Obama's assessment. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is also against it.
The leading international powers have bet our collective future on a deal with a formal sponsor of international terrorism. They've gambled that in 10 years' time, Iran's terrorist regime will change while removing any incentive for it to do so.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The agreement will limit Iran's nuclear program in exchange for an easing of economic sanctions. The Iran nuclear agreement process is expected to move next week to New York, where the UN Security Council will adopt a resolution lifting all international sanctions related to the country's nuclear program. Rwandan lawmakers approved a measure Tuesday that would pave the way for President Paul Kagame to seek re-election when his second term ends in 2017. Both houses of parliament voted in favor of a petition that calls for the removal of presidential term limits from the country's constitution. The proposal will now be taken up by a parliamentary committee. Mr. Kagame has effectively ruled Rwanda since the end of the 1994 genocide and won easy victories in the 2003 and 2010 elections. This is VOA News. Iraq's army and allied paramilitaries attacked Islamic State group positions Tuesday around Ramadi in their latest push to recapture the Anbar capital from the jihadists. The Iraqi operation includes Iraqi troops as well as Shiite and Sunni fighters. Pentagon spokesman Major Roger Cabanis says the coalition was stepping up airstrikes to match the increased tempo of Iraqi military operations. The United Nations is calling for the immediate cessation of attacks targeting civilians in Afghanistan, condemning the wounding or killing of more than 100 civilians over the past 2 days. The UN envoy to Kabul, Nicholas Haysom, demanded the perpetrators be held accountable. He called the attack cynical, cowardly acts of terror. Greece's government submitted tough new bailout legislation to Parliament as Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras presses lawmakers to support harsh reforms demanded by European creditors in exchange for badly needed cash. The bill submitted Tuesday specifies new taxes, pension reforms, and tighter supervision of government finances. European creditors are demanding parliamentary approval by today as a starting point for new negotiations on another bailout worth almost $95 billion. Retired South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu is hospitalized in Cape Town for what is being called a persistent infection. Desmond Tutu's family expects he'll be released in the next day or two. He is now 83. At least 27 people have been killed in India after a stampede on the banks of a river where pilgrims gathered to observe a Hindu religious bathing festival. The stampede occurred Tuesday in the southern state of Andhra Pradesh. More than 24 others were injured. The World Health Organization reports hundreds of millions of people worldwide who are suffering from mental disorders get little or no treatment. The WHO's Mental Health Atlas finds mental illnesses equivalent to 10% of the world's health burden. Lisa Schlein has details in Geneva.
The Atlas is the most comprehensive look at the state of mental health around the world. It contains data from 171 countries, representing 95% of the world's population. The report finds every country, region, age group, and strata of society suffer significantly from mental disorders. Yet, it says global spending on mental health is extremely low, and the field attracts very few nurses and other healthcare professionals. It says the financial and healthcare gap between poor and rich countries is very wide. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
New figures show China's economy growing at a slightly faster than expected pace in the latest quarter. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.